We've spoken to you many times about the polarities, about fear and love being the polarities. And we would like to speak to you about another polarity, and that is holding bondage and being free. Those two things cannot live together in the same place in your body because they are opposites. Now, we are certainly not saying that there are not a number of emotions that go with being in bondage to something, and that there are emotions that actually are sometimes frightening about being free of that bondage. But perhaps the most painful position of all is when you are trying to hold the freedom and the bondage together. And you may not know that that is happening, but in your life, when your life is not becoming lighter, when you are not feeling yourself knowing more about who you are and honoring who you are, when you do not know that, then we must point out to you that you are probably holding the desire for freedom and the desire for bondage, unconscious though it might be, in the same place in your body. On a physiological level, we can tell you that that is certainly very difficult for your physical body. On an emotional level, very difficult for an emotional body to handle all of that. And to try to handle that on a spiritual level, completely disorienting. So we want to speak about this a little, and we first must remind every one of you to remove all judgment, any inkling of judgment that you might be feeling now, because that is one of the things that will not allow you to break up this particular lock that happens so often in life. So what is it that makes bondage such a part of you? Certainly, we have discussed before that you often feel that bondage is connected to virtue. Bondage is the thing that means you are a kind, good person because you care. Bondage means that that is how you keep your power in control, because your power out of control might destroy the planet, or however it is you perceive that. So those are the elements of bondage. And so you can see that there is more than one thing happening energetically about that. If you are afraid to let go of bondage because you are afraid of what you might do or be or become, then that gives bondage an excuse for staying in your emotional life particularly. It makes you feel that you are somehow protecting others if you are holding on to the bondage. Now, that does not stop your spirit from wanting to be free. Your spirit wants to be free. You want to be lighter and happier. But if you have given value to the bondage that you are holding in your mind or your body or your life, then freedom can only move a little way before it actually comes up against the wall that is bondage. Now, we are going to speak just briefly about the word itself. It seems to be, we know, an archaic word. And yet, when you look at bondage, what is it? What is it? It is the tied hands. It is the being pulled along, not according to your own will, but very often against your will. It is driven by fear that if you do not do these things that are a part of bondage, you will be unsafe, or someone else will be unsafe, or there will be a price to pay. So bondage has these elements in them. And sometimes, if you even think about the picture of bondage, it will help you to feel in your body when you are actually responding to it. So when you, for instance, go to a place that you can feel your heart does not want to go, this could help you recognize that it is bondage that is taking you, pulling you along to this place where you do not truly belong. Going in a direction that you do not really want to go. So putting bondage to one side, and certainly we would ultimately like to put it away altogether. Let us look at freedom, which also has more than one aspect. There we are remembering a song about how tall does a tree grow? How far can it go up? And if you do not let the tree go up that far, you will never know how far it can go. And that is one of the frightening things about freedom. If you allow yourself to grow as tall as you can, to become as much as you can, to know as much as you can, and to celebrate your life and yourself as much as you can, then if you do not allow that, how will you ever know who you are? If you allow a little, then you get to know a little bit about who you are. But if you are not willing to say, I am going to see how far I can go. I want to know how tall I can be. And I am not going to allow judgment or bondage to enter this place of growth in my life, where I really want to become who I am. And so it takes a particular kind of courage to allow yourself to see how tall you can grow. And even with the removal of the judgment about that, you see, the bondage then will still speak to that. It will tell you that you cannot afford to go that far. You cannot afford to be that much. You cannot afford it. And that is the lie of bondage. Because ultimately, and this is what we must all work with, we know it was programmed in. But over time, there is a habit of choosing bondage, and we do not want to do that anymore. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, this teaching as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel your breath go into the center of who you really are. Breathe into your identity. Breathe into your power. Exhale your fear. and feel behind you that the energy of Mother God comes around you like a cloak, an energy that protects you and knows you, knows your origin, knows who you can become. Feel the softness of it and the strength of it. And breathe into that softness and that strength. And become aware of your heart center, and that from that heart there is a white, gentle path that moves upward. And that you walk not alone, but in the energy of the love that created you. And breathe. And know that it is right to walk on this path. And as the path moves you upward, become aware of the night sky, of the bright lights of the universe, and of your own light, and how important your light is in the beauty and the balance of the creation of the universe. And begin to allow into your body the knowledge, the wisdom of who you are and what you have brought here. Allow the knowledge that you may not criticize or judge or measure who you are against anything else, because who you are is sacred. Feel how safe it is to be sacred, to be guided, to be shown your path, to choose your path and the many lessons on it. To know that the mother's love wraps itself around your heart, heals your heart, and feel the joy as your path lightens and you lighten on it. And feel how easy it is to move. And as you continue on your path, see that you come to a symbol. Rest the mind and know the symbol. And move into that symbol so that you feel how it is to be with what is on your path, to be with the beauty of it and the power of it. Now, integrating that symbol move forward on your path again and meet another symbol. Integrate that symbol into your being so that it becomes part of you. Now move forward again, ever more lightly. See the third symbol. Integrate that symbol now. And feel the sun raining energy on you, strengthening you, healing you, bringing you into your own power. And let the wind blow away your bondage. Know that it does not serve you on this path. Only your freedom and your love and your spirit. Feel the bondage broken up. Lost in the universe. And your freedom come to rest in your heart. Now let the golden light that reigns soften your thoughts, strengthen your third eye, free your throat, make power go down your spine, shed the burden you may be carrying on your shoulders and your back. Free your arms and hands to hold only what is you, what is for you, what is good. Feel the golden light flow through your trunk to heal you, down through your legs to support you. Into your feet to make you wise so that the step you take is conscious and chosen and loving. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance. when you've grounded in your body.